sir. How are you?
Hey, Chris, so you're out. Figured I'd just hop on here and see if anybody's out there. If I'm waiting on one of our crews to arrive so we can start some work.
I'm on Highway 11 headed up toward the deer camp, and gonna go up there and lock the gate behind me and check things out. Make sure that bear hadn't tore things up there.
I'm down here off of Old Grove Road, down here working. Yeah, them bears can be something else. I know a friend of mine, they live up near Table Rock, and he just says, every time they turn around, the bears are getting into this stuff.
My cousin last week, and he's been spotted up there a couple of times. And last year, he tore up neighbors' bird feeders. He had a bunch of bird feeders, so he tore them down. And bent them around like pretzels. And then the other neighbors saying that the bear killed a lot of his chickens. Which, never heard of that, but he had some game cam footage of it, which was kind of interesting. And, not really terrorizing people, but he is big enough to be what he wants to be, if you know what I mean.
Sounds like he's the bully of the neighborhood. Yeah, a friend of mine, Gary, they live up there. Same thing happened to them. They're bird feeders all the time.
So I'm going to go up here and shut this gate behind me and see kind of what's going on, make sure he hadn't gotten inside the cabin. Because if he gets in there, he's just going to tear the place all to pieces. But last time I was up there, he's been using the side of the cabin to scratch himself. Got bear hair all over the place, and there's a couple of claw marks on the door, but I don't think he can get in. Well, I shouldn't say that. I expect he pretty much do what he wants to if he wanted to. But I need to check things out. So I'm just going to slip out of the house and stay away from people while I go up here and check this place out to make sure he's not bothering.
Definitely be careful doing it. Yeah, the way you're describing, he sounds like one of these tough guys up there.
But where about you at? You said it was Chris. Is that? I'm sorry, sir. I it's a little early in the morning. I need another cup of coffee. But was it Chris? Is that what you said?
I'm down here. I get on every once in a while, but I'm usually working more than anything. But yeah, we're down here off of Old Grove Road, Piedmont. We're working this area. We work for Duke Energy. We go along behind them and pull the old poles after they put new power poles in. We'll go and we'll take the old pole out and take it back to the Duke Operations Center.
I got you. Yeah, we've had a crew come through our location in the last month putting up new poles and new wire. I guess the current wire is not big enough to support what demand is put on it, so they came in and replaced all the poles and took down all the wire and put in, I don't know, some wire that looks, from at a distance, it looks like it's just about as big as a quarter. That might be a little smaller than that, but it looks pretty heavy gauge stuff.
It's one of the jobs they call reconduction. They'll go through and they're building something, whether it be a new subdivision, new houses, or buildings or something. They'll go through and redo it to push more power through. But sometimes, you know, they may be an overload somewhere in the past, or the reports may have been bad. So, yeah, they'll go through and replace all the lines. They do it after so many years.
I see. Well, I understand. So, well, listen, I'm going to ask you a question. So, your call sign sounds very familiar to, how long have you had your ticket, Chris?
Not long, probably about four or five months now.
So your call sign sounds really familiar to a guy I talked with about 4 or 5 months ago, and gave some friendly advice about how you talk on the radio. And if that was you, man, I didn't mean to offend you in any way. That was not my intention. I was just trying to explain this is kind of how this is how it's done, kind of like people have done me. And I can't remember if that was your call sign or not, but if it was, man, I was not trying to be rude in any way, and I hope that I wasn't. But the call sign had a U and a R in it, but I just cannot remember the full call. So if that was you, Chris, I didn't think I was rude. I was just trying to pass along, you know, what people had taught me. And I don't do that anymore because it's just not. People can take it the wrong way, and I'm just not that way. So if that was you, I apologize. I wasn't trying to be rude or anything. And yeah, so let me just leave it at that. KL4NUE for station ID.
Mark? No, I don't think it was me, because I don't remember any of that. But I know there is a KL4, I think there's a RU or a RU or something like that. That is similar to mine, but no, yeah, I don't remember the conversation.
I just wanted to check. Every time I hear U and a R, I think it may have been RUU. I'm not sure, but have not heard him on since. I forget how he said it, but I just said, hey, you know, just want to let you know, you know, typically on your 2-meter net, this is how you do that, and it was just like that. There was nothing other than that. And he just immediately said, oh, I apologize, and just quit transmitting. And I haven't heard him since. And if I catch him on here, man, I gotta try to get that straight with him, because I didn't mean anything by it. I was just trying to pass along some useful information. But yeah, so when I heard your call, I said, okay, well, let me see if this is him. So evidently it's not. So KL4NUE for station ID.
Yeah, I've only had my license for about 5 months now, but I've been listening probably ever since I was in the Army. But yeah, I know, I heard a little while ago, I mean, it's been a while. Yeah, it's like an RRU or RUU or something. I heard, you know, you call in, or you call it to the net one time, and I haven't heard it since.
That's right. But anyway, I just wanted to touch base. But what you got on the schedule today?
That's about it. Working, I work about 5-6 days a week. But other than that, yeah, that's about it. I know I've seen some of your videos too, because I remember you talking a while ago. You have videos on YouTube. That's pretty cool. And I remember seeing that Jeep in the background. That was nice. I like that Jeep. I don't know if it's still happening or not.
We still got it. We got it on the farm when the customer got it finished. It was all for the customer. And I think when he kind of realized how expensive it was to get back to Germany, I guess, he decided, hey, I think I might just sell it. So when he said that, we made an offer, and so we just keep it on the farm. Me and my dad both are veterans, so we keep it on the farm. Dad Dad drives it around from here to there. You know, it's got a tag on it, got insurance on it, so he drives it wherever he wants to go and do, and just keeps him happy. You know, he's 74, so he gets a lot of enjoyment out of that, and I'm the one stuck with having to maintain it. So Dad uses all the equipment, and I'm the one that has to keep it up.
I hear that. Yeah, I'm a veteran as well. I was in the Army for 8 years, and I was a 12 Bravo. And it looked like in one of the videos, I think, was a master sergeant or first sergeant?
Deployed to Iraq on the second deployment as a first sergeant, and after the second deployment, actually was in the Sergeant Major's Academy while I was deployed in Iraq, and shortly after I returned from the deployment, I got promoted to Battalion Sergeant Major, S3. Not the command sergeant major, but just the S3 sergeant major over, you know, missions and things like planning, that kind of stuff. But then just retired shortly after I made the rank. So just, I don't know, man, just two deployments, 27 years, I just had enough. Just absolutely had enough. No more.
Yeah, I have two deployments in 8 years. Both of them were Afghanistan. I got out when I was E5. Shortly after E6. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I wasn't feeling. I was going to hit for my 10 to 15 year mark, but I decided not to. I was going to pursue more college than anything. But yeah, I know. When I saw the video, I was like, man, should I call him Chad or should I just call him Tom? KFOR, you are.
No, Chad's it. Those days are long gone, bud. I don't. I mean, I still keep in touch with a lot of friends I deployed with, and we, you know, they still call me that, but I tell them right up front, hey, don't, you know. That's just uncomfortable, you know. Just it's Chad, and we go from there. But yeah, it's some good times. It's some hard times too. But where were you in Afghanistan?
From Jalalabad to Organi to Bagram to Khost to Ghazni. That's about as far. Every once in a while, we'd poke into Kabul, but most of the time it was the northern part.
I see. Well, the second deployment I was in, I was based out of Talil at COB Adder, but I had to divvy the unit up. Me and the commander had to divvy the unit up among 13 other sites. So I spent most of the year doing flight rotations to those sites to make sure that, you know, hey, you know, doing what first sergeants do, make sure they're okay and they whatever needs they've got, that the people that's supporting them are meeting their needs. And usually they were, but there were a couple of units that just, they just wasn't making sure they were cared for at all, you know. Guard duty all the time and no downtime and things like that, and me and their first sergeant went had at it for, you know, 4 or 5 days. And finally I just said, hey, you know, you gonna fix this or they're not gonna support you. I pulled them out of the location, and it's about a week later they're Sergeant Major called back, and he was mad. Boy, he was mad, giving me down the road. You know how Sergeant Majors are. And I just respectfully told him, hey, here's the deal. You know, you're not going to treat them like that. You're just not going to do it. And you, we're gonna get on a council statement and agreement between me and you on exactly what they are and are not gonna do. And that's the only way they're coming back to your location. So we finally came to an agreement, but man, I'm gonna tell you, it was tough. But I won out, but it took a couple of weeks and a whole lot of moving troops to do it, but we did it.
Yeah, we were shafted a couple of times when we were in Afghanistan the first one. Because I was route clearance when I was in, so that's what we did. And the first deployment, they were like, yeah, here's your equipment and everything. But then about a month later, they're like, hey, we're going to take your equipment and give it to another company. You're going to pull security, you're full guard duty or something like that. But, yeah, I kind of know the feeling. I don't know the end of that. But I'm going to hop off here for a second. My crew is pulling up now. So I'm going to say 73 for you. To you now, Chad, be careful up there with them bears. Not them bears, but them bears. And, I forgot what I was going to say else, but yeah, I'm going to clear it for now.
KL4RUR, KL4NUE. Have a good day, Chris, and be safe, brother. 73s to you. KL4NUE, I'm clear.
UE, KL4HKX. Morning, Chad.
Hey, Patrick, what's going on, bud? You doing all right today?
I'm just out here riding around. Just wanted to say hello this morning.
I'm out riding around too. My daughter came up to the deer camp yesterday. She called me and said, I want a deer hunt this year. And I said, okay. So she came up to the deer camp and scouted things out for a little bit and said the bear was back. So I'm sneaking out of the house and gonna go up here and close the gate behind me and see kind of what she's talking about. But yeah, I'm getting tired of being cooped up. I gotta get out and just stay away from people. Me and Anna are still testing negative. And according to the CDC, they just changed the new guidelines not long ago. According to their guidelines, we've got 3 more days with her mother's situation. So, man, I'm ready. I am ready.
I was going to ask how everybody was doing. I'm just trying to check in with everybody, see if there's anything I can do.
Good. If you have an opportunity to talk with Bill, so we're leaving to go to France toward the end of October. Don't quote me on it, but I think it's the 28th. So when I would be available for you and Bill, y'all work it out if you don't mind, because I'm retired. I'm free. I can do any day. That I don't have things that interrupt my schedule, and you and Bill work, so whatever is best for y'all, please let me know, and we'll come up here, and we'll get a big meal planned, and meet and greet. But if you could, or if you don't mind, and you talk with Bill, let me know anything but the last weekend in October.
We'll see what I can do. I've been texting with him. He hasn't been on the radio much at all lately.
It's probably busy, real busy. With that amount of students, I can't imagine that he's not. And I noticed he checked on pre-check-in last night, so I try not to bother him during the day, but I will try to get in touch with him tonight and see kind of what's going on with him and make sure he's good to go. But you just let me know what's comfortable for you and him, because I'm ready to sit down and talk and meet with y'all for a while. It's been long enough.
Yeah, I texted with Bill Saturday night when he checked into the net over the RF, and he said tomorrow he ought to be lighten it up a little bit and kind of get back to normal. But he said, yeah, that's why he hadn't been on the radio. He's just been crazy busy. So, but I've been keeping in touch with him, making sure he's all right down there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be monitoring. And if I can't get in touch with you, say by the end of the week or something, I'll shoot you a text and figure out kind of what's going on, because I got this J-pole that I wanna pass along to you too. But I may just bring a couple of pieces of pipe up there with the tools, and then just make me a one too. But they work really well. I mean, they really do. I'm really impressed, actually. But just give you a little parting gift there, I guess. But at any rate, just let me know, Patrick. I'd be glad to. I'm free as soon as, you know, this week is over. But just let me know, okay? And if you don't want to handle that, then let me know. I'll just do a merge call between the three of us, and we can do it that way, because I know you're real busy. So we can do it that way too.
See what I can work out. I'll talk to him and see what we can work out there, and get back with you. But Chad, I'm gonna hop off here and walk into the next stop and see what's going on here. So 7-3 to you. I'm glad to hear everybody's doing okay, and hope you have a great day. Stay safe out there with that bear. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Safe too. And I'm 7-3 to you, Patrick. I'm KO4NUE and KO4HKX. We're clear.